People of the world search for peace of mind, but rarely do they find it. Why not? Well, they look in the wrong places. It takes more than a vacation or other temporary measures to provide lasting peace. It takes a personal relationship with the Son of God, who declared, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you." So often amidst the hurry and scurry of life, the believer in Christ finds himself swept along in the busy rush of the world. Neglecting his quiet time, he fails to rest in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes it is necessary for God to act and make us lie down in green pastures. While there, often we are reminded of the importance of putting first things first. Once again, like dependent sheep, we are ready to follow God. Thus he leads us beside the still waters. To follow the Lord is the way of blessing. To go in our own way is the way of defeat. God is always willing to lead if we are willing to follow. The still waters of the 23rd Psalm suggest to me God's comforting and sustaining peace. It appears that David coined this expression from his own experience as a shepherd. It was his responsibility to lead his dry and thirsty sheep to a water brook or cistern for much-needed water. He knew, as does any shepherd, that even though the sheep may be extremely thirsty, they will not drink from gurgling water. Turbid streams frighten the sheep. They will only drink from still waters surrounded by quietness and tranquility. Thus, it is not only the shepherd's responsibility to lead the sheep to water, but he must provide the perfect peace they require to quench their thirst. This is precisely what the great shepherd has done for his sheep. Christ was born into a world of sin that knew nothing of the waters of peace. There was plenty of water, but turbulent and disturbing, unable to quench the spiritual thirst of sinful hearts. For centuries, helpless and condemned souls vainly sought to provide their own waters while drifting into further hopelessness. God said in Jeremiah 2, verse 13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." This pathetic condition still exists. Spiritually thirsty, their souls famished, many thirsty souls continue in their search for the satisfying water of life. Neglecting to come to Christ, they know nothing of the still waters of God's goodness and grace. You and I are living in an age of nervousness, depression, frustration, and fear because unbelieving men and women are content to drink from the broken cisterns that can hold no water. In our country, we take billions of sleeping pills every year along with millions of other drugs. Many thousands are addicted. I guarantee you, peace can never be found in pills or drugs. Peace is found beside the still waters. We discover the still waters through him who said, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him," Jesus said, "shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Here is the satisfying water of the living Christ. Those who drink of this water will never thirst. They will know the peace of God that forever banishes restlessness and fear. It was not always easy for the Oriental shepherd to find an adequate watering place for his sheep, nor was it easy for our Lord to provide the still waters. He had to suffer and die on the cross to prepare the way. Prompted by his great love for his sheep, he willingly made the sacrifice. Because of the price he paid, we now may come and drink of the still waters. People need to realize that there is no lasting peace apart from Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. Paul wrote in Romans 5, verse 1, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. How consoling are those words. We have peace with God. The moment we trust in Christ as Savior and Lord, peace becomes a reality for us. It is unaffected by circumstances and unchanged by time. Regardless of how ruffled the surface may be, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal possession of anyone who trusts in Christ. Jesus says in John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." You see, the world makes an offer of peace, but it is unreal. The best the world can do is give temporary peace. Christ gives eternal peace. The world gives peace like a doctor gives an anesthetic. Christ gives peace resulting in life, hope, and strength. The peace the world gives is merely on the surface. Christ gives heart peace. Actually, the world doesn't even give peace, it sells it. It demands lust, fleshly indulgence, and painful sinfulness in payment. The peace which Christ offers is bestowed as a free gift. He says, "My peace I give unto you." The world's peace operates only in peaceful and favorable circumstances. Christ gives peace which is effectual under any circumstances. Now, you may need this peace in your life at this moment. There's only one way to get it. Acknowledge Christ as your Savior and Lord and follow Him. He promises to lead you beside the still waters. He will give you the strength and grace to face the trials of life peacefully. You will discover very quickly that He makes life worth really living. Maybe you claimed Christ as your Savior and Lord at one time, but you've drifted away. You were following the shepherd, but you have wandered far afield. Christ calls you to come back today. Tell Him you're sorry and you want the peace you once knew, and He will give it. He understands all about the past. He knows what you've been through, and He is ready to forgive you if you're ready to repent and return to Him. Then once again, you will be able to say, "He leadeth me beside the still waters." Remember, He knows all about poverty, pain, and disappointment. He understands what it is to drink of the bitter cup of woe and sorrow. That's why He loves you so much and wants you to come back to Him. Come to Him today. Blessed Lord, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone into our own way. But we thank You that our Good Shepherd loves us still. And we praise You that there is mercy with the Lord. May many come into the realization of this today. In the name of Jesus, amen.